Hello, I'm Kemp Haar, and you're watching FloorDaily.net. And we're at Surfaces 2009. Actually, I'm here with a man that doesn't need any introduction, but just in case you recognize him and forgotten his name's Tom Lape. He's president of Mohawk's residential division. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing terrific, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you real quick, you know, this morning there were seven or so of the leading executives that kicked off this show for the first time in the history of Surfaces or in a long, since I've been coming. And so, I mean, you know, you addressed some key things that are going on in the economy. I've got to compliment you. You did a great job. All the guys up there did a great job. You did bring out one thing I want to point out, and that is that the word crisis, if you look at it in, I guess, is it in Asian symbols, it brings opportunity, right?
It's interesting. It's actually a dual symbol of both crisis means danger and opportunity. So really a crisis gives you an opportunity to say, where do you want to go next? And we really look at what the floor covering industry is experiencing right now is that there is still a lot of opportunity. I mean, we have a lot of tough challenges on it, but there's still tremendous opportunities in this industry, both short-term and long-term. And it was a message that I think we all have to really look at the glass half full for us in the manufacturing side as well as our customers in the retail business.
So you stand here in front of me, you represent probably, I don't know, $4 or $5 billion in annual sales as a company, and you've got a huge opportunity that we won't talk about right now, because as of yesterday, when we ran it on FloorDaily.net, you guys are announcing that you have purchased the Wear Dated brand, right?
That's correct. Announced yesterday is that from Solutia, we purchased the Wear Dated brand that we'll be using on a multitude of carpet products that we already do. And we're really just thrilled to have that brand to join the other brands within the Mohawk family. And we've been a big believer in brands. We've been a builder of brands. And we think Wear Dated fits just in so many ways with us. So we couldn't be more pleased.
Okay, and up to this time, you know, Wear Dated has it been a leading brand. I guess it's got a long history, and it's a brand for nylon, right?
It is a brand for nylon. What's interesting is the background of the Wear Dated brand really dates back to the 40s and 50s in the apparel business. And there was a Wear Dated apparel which was used in shirts, and the Wear Dated shirt, the warranty was a lifetime warranty. Whenever that shirt wore out, you could bring the shirt back and get a new shirt. So we really think the tradition of the brand is built around performance and quality, and what we're thrilled about is the Wear Dated brand specifically really speaks right to the consumer of performance and quality, which we think are just the hallmarks of what a fiber system that builds a carpet should be about. So the fact that that brand really extends back that long, has such a generated history through the years, and really stands for the two most important attributes of fiber, we think is just terrific for our product line.
So how did this come about, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I think it's a natural evolution. If you look at the relationship we've had with Wear Dated through the years and Solutia, we've had a sizable commitment to the program. We've had a number of products in there. We've had great consumer as well as customer response in the retail end to our Wear Dated offerings. This made more sense as Solutia has gone through some changes on their end in the business side, particularly as it relates to the carpet fiber side. We felt that this asset, specifically the Wear Dated brand, was just one that really had so much more of legs in the marketplace for us to really take and to develop more in the downstream consumer marketplace. So the fact that we now have essentially the future clear in terms of getting behind the product and launching new products under the Wear Dated brand, we think that there's just so many things that we can do, whether it's in the form of warranty side, whether it's in the form of advertising co-op, whether it's in the form of salesman incentive, to really get behind and make this brand even bigger than it is today.
So you explained how it came about. The business strategy behind it is really just to give you a brand that you can just put a lot of horsepower behind, that's kind of your, I guess, your promise behind your nylon?
Well, I think it goes one step further. If you look at where we are with brands today, we obviously have the Mohawk brand, which is our umbrella brand for the whole business. We have a terrific relationship with Stainmaster, which is the premier brand in the industry, soft surface industry today. But we also have brands in our Serona product, which has been an extremely successful offering with us. So we joint venture with DuPont. And now with our joint venture with Scotchgard that we did with Advanced Repel, Wear Dated really just completes that portfolio. So the key that we wanted to try and do is make sure that the programs that we get behind have a strong brand presence and, more importantly, a key brand differentiation feature at point of sale with retail. Because we think if we look at the product line, still carpet is still a product line that doesn't have as much a brand presence when you think about a $1,000 plus purchase. We think the more that we can get a brand and make it indelible with the consumer, we think that's really long-term the sweet spot that we're trying to attain. And that's why we think Wear Dated is such a perfect fit for Mohawk.
All right, so let's say you're out there at retail and you hear this news and you're thinking, what does this mean to me? Explain to me, to the dealer that's out there, what this means to them.
Well, I think the first thing is it means for what you have in your store today, nothing changes. The products that you have today that essentially earned co-op and earned salesman incentive will not only continue as is, but we are doing incrementally more co-op and incrementally more rewards for life, which is the salesman incentive. We thought it was very important to make a statement to the folks that are buying the Wear Data product to show the continuity of those programs. So we're thrilled. At the same time, there are competitive products that are out there that are made by some of our competitors in the carpet business. And while we hope that those products will continue to be in existence, we presume that they will. But in fairness, that's for the competitors to decide in terms of what the long-term positioning will be of those. But we very much like to continue to have all those products be Wear Data for a long time to come in the marketplace.
And I'm sure you can't speak for some of the other people that buy the Wear Data brand now, but I mean, you'd perfectly be willing to let them continue to sell a Wear Data product, wouldn't you? Or what's the case there?
That's correct. There's no reason that we shouldn't, because we think there's a number of terrific products out there in the marketplace. And when we look at essentially the positioning of Wear Data in the market today, we don't want it to be a one manufacturer program. That's a possibility that may be the case over time, but we think having the wider product portfolio is actually good for the retailers, and we think it's good for the brand.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you can address this or not, but so Solutia still is a viable producer of nylon out there, still obviously out there with their Ultron on the commercial side, and still also able to sell nylon 6/6 into the residential market. Is that right?
Absolutely. They're still a supplier to us. So we don't see that relationship changing, even though Solutia's gone through some changes on their end. So we think this is a win-win, because Solutia obviously wasn't as committed to the downstream side of the market. And I still go back to the Wear Data brand. I mean, we have a consumer brand with about 65% aided recall. I mean, the amount of time and effort it would have taken us to actually create a brand with 65% aided brand recall would have been years, and obviously a lot of time and effort. And the key here is that we essentially get a slingshot start on that brand and to get a position. And the nice thing is we can really mold it over time into a position of how it fits within Mohawk, which we think is great. We, quite frankly, we think it's great for Mohawk. We also think it's great for our customers.
Does a 65% recall mean that it's probably the second strongest nylon brand name out there?
I think it's probably safe to say it's one of the top three. But I don't want to get into the specifics of another competitive brand out there. I think, as we all know, Stainmaster clearly is the premier brand in the industry today. And quite frankly, Karastan is one that rates higher than Wear Data in terms of aided recall. So I think after that, I think there's a lot of terrific brands, but all of our testing has indicated that Wear Data is the number three in that category. And quite frankly, with Karastan as well as Wear Data, and when you take on top our relationship with DuPont, our great relationship with Stainmaster and the offerings that we have, and also our, not proprietary, but a very, very secure relationship with 3M and Scotchgard, we just think it's a great portfolio of brands that we can take to our product line and essentially help our customers sell product.
Well, congratulations to Mohawk to having the vision to go out and find, you know, to get that property. And it's an intellectual property, obviously. It's got a promise that's already got a reputation out there in the marketplace. So this is good news for you guys. Let me ask you real quick. We're about to run out of time, but we're at Surfaces. You've been here now almost a whole day. We're toward the end of the first day. What are you thinking about what you're seeing out there? Does it look like it's going to be a good show?
Well, I think like anybody else, everybody came in with low expectations. And we're here on the afternoon of day one. And I think the halls have been probably, I'm pleasantly surprised with the amount of traffic that we've seen. I think, as everybody says in these situations, is that the traffic is more of the key decision makers. I think you'll hear time and again where there may have been four folks coming from a company, there's now one or two. That's the reality of the downturn in the marketplace. But I think when it comes to the key retailers, as you participated in the event we had this morning, as well as the traffic we're seeing, I think we've got the key retailers here. And generally, it's in the down times where companies make the biggest moves, and retailers are no different. I think those that are really trying to learn and reinvest in their business are going to be the long-term winners. So those that are investing in Surfaces in the toughest times, generally, I think, are going to be the winners over the long haul.
Okay, Tom, I really appreciate it. We've been talking to Tom Lape about this big news about Mohawk buying the Wear Data brand. Tom is the president of Mohawk's residential division, and you're watching Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.